The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants.
The Financial Consultants.
Which is responsible for its content.
The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum is a program for informational purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or investment advisory services.
The information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of such information. Answers to call-in questions are based on limited information and should not be taken as specific recommendations.
When considering any registered security product, seek a prospectus for more complete information, including charges and expenses.
Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest.
Make sure you consult your financial professional about your particular situation.
Securities offered through Advisory Group Equity Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Huh? What?
Hey! That's just the stuff we have to say to keep the lawyers happy.
This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX.
The business station.
Call Ron toll free at 1-877-NEW-1060.
That's 1-877-639-1060.
Now, Chartered Financial Consultant Ron Birnbaum. Ron Birnbaum.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, September 17th, 2009. Back in the studio after a little hiatus. Give me a little time to go to Vegas on business and check out some really nice REITs and some investments that are good for everybody's portfolio. but let's say I woke up to the news of we lost Mary Travers from Peter, Paul, and Mary at the age of 72 yesterday. And Tim, I know that Puff the Magic Dragon certainly had a lot of meaning to you. And as a musician, what'd you think of Mary?
Unbelievable, huh?
She was one of a kind. She was a hot babe in those days in the 1960s. And
we lost somebody from Roland and Martin too, didn't we?
Did we? Well, let's see. I didn't hear that one, but I thought both Roland and Martin have been long gone.
No. Gibson. Was it Gibson?
Oh, Gibson, Henry Gibson.
Yeah.
Oh, Henry Gibson passed away, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that one, but, I haven't heard from him since the 1960s. Has he done anything since then? I don't know. Yes, he passed away, apparently. Well, yeah, it's always sad, but at any rate,
and,
Mary Cusack was...
Cusack from the Bruins, the announcer, died the other day.
Yes, right. That was old news, too. So.
Sorry about
but
that.
But Mary was... This was only less than 24 hours ago, so it was... That was tough because we really liked Peter, Paul, and Mary back in the 60s, 20 years before I was born. we're almost through with summer, officially. Summer's over, Sunday, I think. Sunday, early Monday morning is the last couple days of summer, and fall will officially be here, although it certainly seems like we've been in fall for quite a while. Kind of like the economy, where the recession is technically over, and yet everybody feels, it's the reverse of these, but everybody feels that we're still in the recession, and we're not going to have a booming economy for probably many, many years to come, as we're going to have rampant inflation. And once the economy picks up, but we're going to see some unemployment data released tomorrow, and it's not going to be good news. I think pretty much everybody's expecting unemployment to be increasing. It's going to stay increasing until it goes above the 10% barrier officially, and as the economy struggles to get on its feet. But once we get employment back in check and we start creating jobs. We're losing jobs, hundreds of thousands of jobs a month, which a good economy should be creating over 200,000 jobs every month. So there's still a big gap there. But once we get all these people working again, it takes time. Once we get the credit markets back and banks are lending, and we have a lot more lending out there. That's what it's going to take to really have the economy recover. But when all that happens, there'll be a lot more spending and inflation, a lot of this extra money that's in the money supply has grown as we're printing more money like crazy, and that's just going to weaken the dollar. It's going to make the economy really have a hard time getting to advance rapidly. But anyway, yesterday we had a rally for the third day following some information on growth in industrial production. The Dow was up over 100 points yesterday after, hoping, really, the investors hoping that the economy is strengthening. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 108 points to another high for the year as GE and IBM jumped. It was the market's eighth gain in some nine trading sessions. And a promising report from the Federal Reserve on industrial production came, of course, a day after Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said that the recession was likely over. Of course, we've been saying that technically it's been over now for a couple months. But investors have been scooping up stocks for some 6 months in anticipation of a rebound in the economy. The market has already pretty much factored in the fact that we're out of the recession already, so I don't think that's going to go that much higher. I don't think we're going to see record highs like we saw a couple years ago. It's going to be a while before we see those kind of numbers. But the Fed's report said that industrial activity surged 0.8% in August, and that topped expectations. The Fed also said the improvement in industrial production for July was twice what it had initially reported. So that report and rising commodity prices lifted shares of manufacturing companies like aluminum producer Alcoa. Other big gains came from financial stocks, which have been really building momentum as they push above certain levels watched by traders. GE, which has a large financial arm and often trades like a bank stock, it jumped for the third straight day. American Express, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company also rose more than 3%. So money's been flowing into stocks as some of the professional advisors rush to keep up with the market gains after fear of being left behind. GE jumped a dollar, or 6.3%, to $17, extending its gain for the week and erasing its loss for the year. The company plans to update analysts on its business today. And IBM, which carries more weight in the Dow because of its higher stock price, rose 2.1%, its best close of the year as well. Alcoa rose 3.4% after the report on industrial production, and health insurers rose after Senator Max Baucus of Montana introduced a finance committee version of a bill to revamp the nation's health care system, and it's going to require that most people purchase insurance coverage and prevent insurance companies from charging more to people with more serious health problems, and that may be what it takes to get any kind of health legislation passed. You have some change there, but nothing really even close to overhauling the nation's healthcare system. United Health rose 5.7%. Humana advanced 4.9% as well. Home builder stocks surged after a builder confidence index from the National Association of Home Builders rose for the third straight month. And Beazer Homes jumped 14.2%. Hovnarian Enterprises rose 10.3%. Newspaper stocks also rose following a report from a market research company that signaled that advertising spending wasn't eroding as quickly as it had been. And it's not exactly super positive, but it's just not eroding as quickly as it has been. And that was good news, so that Gannett Company, which publishes USA Today and some other papers, that advanced 10.3% on that news. New York Times also rose. It rose almost 12%. Bond prices were mixed. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 3.48% from 3.46% late on Tuesday, and the dollar extended its slide, and commodities, including gold, rose. We'll be back with the More Than Market report. We'll tell you exactly how the indexes did, and we'll have Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com, with us as well. So stay tuned. Give us a call with your questions at 877-639-1068.
More of The Financial Consultants after this.